Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
This is a very important time of the year, Easter. So we're going to talk about Easter eggs and also hot cross buns. I've got this feeling that neither are good for dogs.
I'm going to be a bit of a killjoy. Let's start with chocolate. Now, chocolate we love as humans, and our body metabolizes chocolate really well. I'm an expert in, I have a degree in chocolate eating, so I can tell you that humans have no problems. But when it comes to dogs, on the other hand, they do have a lot of problems with metabolizing chocolate. Now, there's a chemical in chocolate called theobromine, and it is a very toxic chemical for dogs. Now, add on that most chocolate will also have caffeine in it as well. It is a real disaster. Now, the darker the chocolate, the more problems that you've got. So your baker's chocolate, dark chocolate, unsweetened chocolate.
Cooking chocolate, I think sometimes chocolate, dark chocolate.
Yep. Now, although your white chocolate and your milk chocolate aren't as bad, it's still not a great idea. Now, the problem is dogs have amazing sense of smell. And I remember when I was a kid, we used to have all the chocolates in our bedrooms because you'd want to save them from your siblings getting to them. But for a dog, they can easily find them. They taste really sweet, so dogs love them. But unfortunately, it can really do damage and it can cause death. It will often cause the first kind of symptoms that you might see is you might see some hyperactivity, and that might be followed by diarrhea and vomiting. But then they can get into a place where you can just tell that they're not okay. And unfortunately, the only remedy is to get them to a vet. They'll induce vomiting and try and get as much as they can out of it. But it's a really dangerous time of year for dogs. And especially if you're doing in the backyard or the front yard, you're having a bit of a, you know, the grandkids are coming over and you're having a bit of an egg find, make sure you leave with the eggs that you put out, because if the dog does find it, they will eat it. Especially if you've got a Labrador, they definitely will eat it, and then you've got problems.
So is it the same with the hot cross buns?
Well, hot cross buns are really interesting. The main problem with a hot cross bun is that they have raisins and sultanas. Now, we don't know what the chemical is that actually causes the toxicity. Scientists haven't quite figured that out yet, but both the flesh of the fruit and also the skin is toxic.
Okay.
And what it will do is it can send them into acute kidney failure. They don't have to have a lot of it. So they can be really, really bad ideas. Now, also, some people will use nutmeg in their recipes, and nutmeg is a very toxic. You have to have a significant amount, but it's also really ghastly for dogs and can cause them to have seizures and stuff like that. And then finally, if you're one of those people that uses a bit of a lemon twist to your buns, citrus isn't great for dogs. Now, we use them in barking collars and all that kind of stuff. But what science is telling us is that it actually can make them unwell and also can cause depression. So, hate to be a killjoy on Easter. It's a great time of year, but let's be really careful that our dogs, cats and rabbits and all our domestic animals don't get caught up in the eggs because all the buns, because it'll really do them damage.
Thanks, Joe. Happy Easter. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
Happy Easter.